all coming together. I love what I'm creating. I'm so excited. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Another quick hitter for you tonight. We are doing office talk. If you want some juice, if you want some energy, listen to this because I got tons of it to share. We got the closing thought of the episode. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. As you can see, we've split things up a little bit. We have a couple rundowns. We have some office talk. This is the new format of the podcast. You're still going to get the same stuff, but it's going to be much more efficient. Okay? That being said, if you like office talk, this is where you're going to have it. You will still get stuff from here. This is looking inside my mind and me telling you where I'm going, what I'm doing. Other episodes will be more of a rundown where we're covering a specific topic. However, I'm still going to be conveying what I'm going through, what I'm thinking. I've never lied to you. When I do these podcasts, half the reason I do them is selfishly for myself because it helps me focus my ideas. It helps me think through what I need to do at the office. And it helps me be a better doctor, leader, CEO of my practice. That's what I love to do. I love talking and presenting. This also makes me a better presenter. I kid you not. If you guys want to get better at presenting, start doing a podcast. Start doing the YouTube version of it. And you'll realize all your quirky little flaws and nuances. I know you watch this and you know what mine are. I'm trying to get better, but I'm still doing it, putting myself out there. That being said, office talk. Things going on in the office right now. We are growing our ocular surface disease aspect of the clinic. We've been doing a ton of XDEMVY. So what I found is we can get patients approved if we see what they, see Demodex in their comprehensive general exam. I put them on some kind of tea tree cleanser, Avenova. I see them back in about 4 to 6 weeks. We look, usually there's a little bit of improvement. It's not great. But at that point, I'm like, hey, we tried this. It's not getting better. I'll do a myography. I'll do a tear breakup time. A lot of the times when I do my biography on these patients, there's a ton of dropout. I show them this. I'm saying, hey, we need to address this. We'll get you on XDEMVY and go from there. We're getting it approved. Now, XDEMVY is BID for 6 weeks, a drop into the eye. You can have a rubber around the ocular surface. That being said, I'm seeing them back in about 9 weeks. Why? Because the prior authorizations are horrendous. They take forever. They're not quick to move, but we are getting things approved. Remember, when you code this B88.0, you need the Demodex, diagnosis, and then show that you failed on something there. My reasoning when I do it, it's the only proven FDA-approved treatment for Demodex. That's what they have. It's been working for me. We've been using BlinkRx. It's been good. When you do this, if you talk to Tarsus, they'll give you a HIPAA policy that you have the patient sign, and if they get denied, you and Tarsus can argue on their behalf to get it approved. We basically tell the patient, if you don't get this drop for $50 or less, call us. We'll work with the pharmacy, work with your insurance company to get that for you. So just a little look into what I'm doing. We're doing a lot of MIBO. That's been a little harder to get approved. They want to see people failing on Xiidra or Restasis, cyclosporin. So I've been prescribing that initially, seeing how the patient does, and then moving on to MIBO. I've got it approved once, still a work in progress. Tyrvaya, I've been using that quite often. That actually has been getting approved because I talk about how they've tried the artificial tears, they've tried some kind of drop, and because they have ocular surface disease, I'm trying to give them a treatment that is not a drop, does not have preservatives. I've got approved about 75% of the time. So those are three of the newer drops that I've been using. Again, amniotic membranes with Prokera, which I do tend to lean towards. It is FDA approved. I think it's better in general. That being said, you can run that through Pinnacle and they'll tell you what the insurance is going to pay. So If you question it, run it through Pinnacle and they'll give you a general idea. It's been working well so far. In the office, the other thing that I've been doing a lot of is modifying my IPL procedures. When I first started, I was going straight by the book, and if they were feeling the redness and tingling, you know, the little rubber band snap on their face, I'd say, hey, that's just how it is, and we go from there. As I've seen results, as I've toned down the fluence on the IPL, I've still got the same results, but it's been much more enjoyable for the patient. This is, again, why I'm telling my staff, I like ocular surface disease way more than aesthetics. When you're doing the aesthetic stuff, it's a little more painful. You're trying to get the telangiectasias on their cheeks, the rosacea, to dissipate. You're worried about skin wrinkles and how that's being treated. That's not my jam. I'd rather treat dry eye where the fluence does not have to be that high, where the patient has a much better experience and we get the results. That's what I'm selling. That's what I believe in. And from my staff who've seen the results, seen the differences, to my staff who's getting the treatments, to my wife, who I have quite intensely, literally, my staff member today, when I did the IPL, her maintenance one on her, I said, when we did this the initial time back in January, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most intense, that being a 10 in January, what was it today? And we were at a 4. Awesome, right? Going to get the same results because I saw the same response from the treatment. I just know more what I'm doing. In addition, because I've learned what to do, I'm delegating more and more. So we schedule an hour for how we do our treatments because we're doing more than just IPL. We'll do some sort of heat therapy, low-level light therapy. We'll do a zest sometimes in there. We're doing the gauntlet of options. That being said, my time needed in there, about 7 minutes. Full face IPL, and then my staff is doing the rest. I'm setting my office up for when we get the new space where we can have a dry eye clinic running throughout the day, we can have primary care going, and then we'll have a disease clinic going too. So like glaucoma, macular degeneration, dry eye, it's all coming together. I love what I'm creating. I'm so excited. And once again, if you hear my excitement, if you see my passion, it's because I'm doing what I want to do. That being said, I'm recruiting some doctors. I got a doctor who I've been talking to who we get along. We both love OSD, ocular surface disease. Her schedule isn't necessarily full-time, but it works for what I want for the long-term goal of the office. And basically, if she's committed to growing the dry eye center, the ocular surface disease clinic, I don't care how many days she works. I want more soldiers on my team that will help move us in the right direction. I'm looking for anyone that's passionate and motivated to make the dream happen, right? So it's been the most fun I've had practicing optometry because I'm doing what I enjoy. The things I just talked about in my office talk are the things I've been studying and reading about. And I used to say, who has time for this? Who does this? The answer is me, because I'm looking for it in my patients. A lot of these patients I've been seeing for years, and I'm actually just giving them more options. I'm doing a speed survey when they come in and they have problems. When before, I used to just ask if they were good and they say yes. And without probing, they didn't tell me that their good is actually not great. So again, find out what you believe in and put your energy towards it. You will be rejuvenated. Your staff will be excited. Your patients will be better for it. And look at me, I'm at the end of the year. You know how it gets towards the end of the year. People get a little burnout. They're tired. Holidays can go one of two ways. I have more energy than I've ever had in this profession because I'm doing what I enjoy. So if you take anything from this, pursue your dreams, your passions. Make it a reality. That's what I got. We'll have more for you next week. Where, oh, where has the time gone? We are to the closing thought of the episode, and today I will leave you with this thought. I read this on Twitter and it cracked me up, and I thought is relevant for anyone that is the owner of their practice. My ducks are absolutely not in a row. I don't even know where some of them are, and I am pretty sure one of them is a pigeon. So that means, do you ever feel that way about what you're doing? Like, I know the whole first part of this is me pursuing my passion, having energy, but I still wake up some days and, yeah, one of my ducks is a pigeon. I do not know what to do with this, where it's going to go, or how we're going to get through it, but we always do. Right? So why did I tell you that? Why did I put that in this podcast? I do think it's funny, but I want you to know none of us have it fully figured out. I hope I convey through and through that I do not know everything. If anything, I'm just scratching the surface of what this profession can be, but I love to talk about it. I love to share it. I want you to share it with me. We can be better together. Iron sharpens iron. Please reach out. Dr. Lily at theultimateod.com. I want to hear from you. Dr. Lily out.